Have you ever been super hungry and found yourself in a convenience store wondering what you can grab to eat without falling off track? If you know what I'm talking about, you want to continue listening to this podcast, I got a few answers for you in this episode. Yo, I'm Ambrose WB with Most People Fitness. I help teachers and people in the helping professions prevent burnout by building healthy habits that fit into their busy lifestyles. So let's dive right in. Last month, I had a really busy schedule. It was jam-packed. I was flying from Milwaukee to North Carolina, from Milwaukee to Connecticut, then I went to Colorado, and last week, I ended up in Indiana. And if I don't pack healthy snacks, I'm gonna grab whatever's in sight. Typically, what's at the gas at the airport, right? So what I did instead was actually plan these trips and went to the local convenience store because I love chips and I like soda and I like candy and I like those things way more when I'm traveling. Has that ever happened to you before where you travel and you find yourself snacking way more than usual? Happens to me all the time. So, but this time, right, instead of doing that, I went to the convenience store and picked up food from there. But when I find myself in front of the shelves, I gotta admit, right, even though I'm a coach just like everybody else, it takes me a few minutes to figure out what I'm gonna actually do. I know it's want something that's gonna make me not be hungry and it's gonna keep me focused and keep me energized because I can't afford to have a sugar crash or a stomach ache when I'm traveling, especially for business, but even for pleasure as well. So when you're hungry, it's easy to give in to temptations, right? So you never want to shop, right, on an empty stomach. That whole cliche saying is real. You definitely don't want to go shopping at a convenience store when you're hungry. The thing about most grab and go food is that it's processed. And the processed food almost never tastes good as you think it's going to taste. And later on, we tend to feel guilty about eating it. And then we get mad at ourselves for eating it, which makes us even more guilty and more mad, right? It's a vicious cycle we get into. So the thing is to remember that, life happens, right? We need to just be equipped to make better choices on the fly so we don't get stuck or end up feeling guilty. The best tactic is to find a snack that is as close to whole food as possible and has a balance of nutrients that help you refuel. By that, I mean skip the orange colored peanut butter crackers and choose something that's actually naturally orange, right? That's a no-brainer, but we all fall into that sometimes. You want something that has protein, carbs, and definitely some fiber to help you feel full. Also, it's a good idea to find something that you can not eat in just 2 bites. It takes about 20 minutes for your brain to realize that you're full. Do you want to have a snack that takes a while to eat? There's no point or no need to scarf down 500 calories of sugar and fat in 2 minutes and still feel full, still feel hungry later on, right? The goal is to feel full. Okay? So let's get right to it. What does a healthy choice look like exactly? I got a few suggestions for you for things you can pick up at most convenience stores. My top suggestion is to do a walkthrough of the store to see if they have anything that's gonna be fresh, like fruits or salads. And salads that aren't smaller than mayo and dressings, right? Keep that on the side. You can grab a piece of fruit, like an apple or a banana, and a small package of nuts or pumpkin seeds. Be sure to look at the label for serving sizes because nuts can sneak up on you a little bit. But that together would be a great snack, right? Fresh fruits, a little bit of nuts. Another great choice, my favorite actually, is turkey jerky and fruit. Again, it's going to give you some protein, carbs, and fiber. Plus, it takes a while to eat. It's hard to scarf down meat quickly, so you find yourself eating a lot slower, which gives your body, your brain some time to tell your body that you're actually full. If you're able to eat dairy, I could eat some dairy, not all dairy, but I can have some. Another good choice is to go by the section that's refrigerated and look if there's any Greek yogurt. Again, check the label, make sure there's not too much added sugar. There's some naturally occurring sugar already in yogurt, So keep the overall amount less than about 12 grams if possible. And if none of that's possible, those options are possible, you can always grab an energy bar, but the key is to make sure it's made of whole foods. My favorite energy bar or protein bar, it's called energy bar, are the RX bars. You can actually see the ingredients right on their label. Okay? So look at nutrition and ingredient labels. Generally, you want to make sure you know what's going to be in what you're eating, right? And that sugar content isn't outrageous. And some bars have actually more sugar than some candy bars, believe it or not. The rule of thumb with energy bars is this. Eat half of it and wait to see if you're still hungry before you decide to eat the rest of it. Because they're typically going to be packed full of calories. Sometimes you can get lucky at like an upscale convenience store, right? They might even carry hummus or tuna snack kits. That's another good option. And lastly, on purpose, right? Lastly, as a last-ditch effort, if you can't find anything else, go to granola bar. But again, make sure you check the labels. They often contain questionable ingredients, but if you make sure it has enough fiber, it's low in sugar, and it has some protein, you're going to be pretty good to go. So today you've heard me talk about, right, the power of planning ahead. And obviously, it's always best bet to plan ahead and bring healthy options with you when you can, right? Like me on the plane, I brought options with me, right? I could have got those same options at the airport, but I didn't want to risk it. And it costs a lot more too. But sometimes life just happens, right? You don't have anything with you. You don't have time to plan. Just remember that planning still comes into play when you walk through the door of that convenience store. If you have an idea of what you want before you buy it, it's going to be a lot easier for you not to get derailed and go grab a Snickers bar. Okay? So, hope these tips help. If you would like more quick tips like these, I suggest that you sign up for my newsletter. That's the best place to find me. I will leave a link to the newsletter in the show notes here. It's called the Winner Circle for that reason that I like to be surrounded by people with a winning mindset. Who like to help other people as well. That's where I give away my best coaching. It's always free. And each month I'm going to pick a theme. So this month in August, the theme is healthy snacks and apps. So I'm going to create content, that's emails, blogs, video, audio like this, to give you the best habits I can find to help you reach your health and fitness goals. So thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Have an amazing rest of your week. And I'll see you back here next week on Thursday, okay? Or you'll hear me next week on Thursday. Again, Ambrose from Sweet Bowl Fitness, and I'm out of here. Peace.